Welcome to another edition of In the Know. I am your host, Tony Reeves. Now, I want to ask you a really hard question, and I want you to think about this for a second. If someone told you that you would have to work for the rest of your life, what would you do with that information? Now, let's be clear. That sounds really dramatic when you hear it. The whole idea of working yourself to death is something that sounds almost cartoonish when you hear it. So the reason why it sounds like that is because most of us have in our minds that we know that there's going to be this day when we can stop working. We all believe that we will one day be able to retire from the workforce and ride off into the sunset. And even more so, most of us never really think about retiring from work, especially if we're of a certain age. For most of us, especially if we're still working, the day to worry about not working anymore is usually some mythical date several years or even decades into the future. So the whole notion of working until every day for the rest of your life is just not something we can wrap our brains around. However, if somebody told you this, you probably would take a moment because you just can't conceive of a reality where you have to work well into your later years beyond the time when you want to stop working. So today, I want to talk to you about working yourself to death and why it's important for you to evaluate your situation now to prevent the possibility of being in that situation in the future. So I want you to imagine a few situations. Imagine a situation where you're in bad health, but you have no choice but to return to work because your loved one is sick and you need to keep working to have insurance to pay for their medication. Can't wrap your brain around that? Throw another scenario at you. Imagine a situation where you realize that the money you receive from retirement is not enough to pay for your household expenses. Still having a hard time wrapping your brain? Imagine this situation. Imagine a situation where you have to decide to either keep working or move into a smaller place because your retirement is not enough to pay for the place that you're currently living in. And if you still can't imagine this, imagine a situation where you are 70 years old and you now have to start over because all the money that you had previously saved for your retirement, you had to use because of a devastating personal crisis that occurred when you were younger. Now, for some of you, you probably can't imagine any of those scenarios, but I can tell you, you don't have to because I have seen these situations occur up close and personal. I can tell you that I worked with a 70-year-old person who had to keep working because they had to make sure that they had insurance because their husband's medical bills were through the roof. Had a family member who had to go back to work because they realized that their retirement was not enough to pay for their household bills. And I will tell you, one of my mentors once told me that she had to downsize. I mean, she had to sell her home and move into an apartment because her retirement could not pay the mortgage. And I cannot tell you the number of people that I have run into or experienced who had to go back into the workforce in their 60s and in some cases their 70s because they had used all of their savings and retirements to deal with a financial personal crisis. Now, when you hear these stories, it's easy to think, I hope that never happens to me. However, the harsh reality is that it could easily happen to me, which made me wonder, how common is this situation anyway? A recent news article in a news publication, The Guardian, paints a very haunting reality. Millions of people are working into their senior years because they cannot afford not to have a job. Now, I'm not sure what the numbers are in other countries, but in the United States, the numbers are actually terrifying. Now, according to the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, over the next decade, the numbers of workers ages 75 and older is expected to increase in the United States by 96.5%. As the aging United States population grows, participation in retirement plans has declined since 2000. Nearly half of all families in the United States have no retirement savings at all. So if you're living below the poverty line, or you're in a situation where you have debt that still needs to be paid, and you have retirements that don't cover all of your expenses, or you don't have any retirement at all, what choices do you have? And remember, if you are of a certain age, you probably think you have plenty of time to recover if something devastating happens. But what do you do if the only thing you can do, or the only option you have, is to keep working? Most importantly, what do you need to do to prevent yourself from having to work every day for the rest of your life? I hate to say it, but in recent years, I had to be at peace with what I call the three gets of my future: the get ready, the get right, and the get real. So let's talk about each one. Get ready. What I'm saying get ready is that you need to get ready for this day to inevitably come. And the hardest conversation is the one where you are asking the question, can I afford to stop working? So think about everything you pay for right now and start trying to figure out if you have enough money coming in when you retire to take care of yourself and take care of those things when you decide to stop working. You got to look at your job. You got to ask yourself, is it temporary? Is it permanent? You have to ask yourself what kind of retirement plan they have and whether how much it's going to pay out as you get ready to retire and what you will get when you retire. Can your retirement take care of everything? Do you have enough money coming in from different sources to take care of this? Is your loved ones leaving you anything? And can you use anything that's left to you for your leveraging? That's what I mean by getting ready, which then brings me to my next part, which is to get right. What I mean by get right is that you've got to get right with the reality is that your situation may be more funky than you realize, and you may have to require others to help you put yourself in a position to be able to be prepared to retire. So you need to look at all your past jobs and other programs where you may be getting revenue. It requires you to keep determined if you need to keep working longer than you intended to. So if you plan to work until you're 62, maybe you have to work until you're 67. It requires you to look at your finances and be prepared to make some very hard decisions about what things you need to start phasing out of your life so that you can afford the life that you'd like to live based on the income you're going to get from whatever retirement you're getting. Which brings me to the hard part, which is the get real. Sometimes a reality check is that when you look at your finances and you realize that you don't have anything planned, you may have to work longer than you thought you would. And listen, straight up, there is nothing sexy about working longer than you plan. And let's even be clearer than this. And even worse, working longer than your body is telling you that you should. However, part of getting real is facing that hard reality and truth about your circumstances and accepting it for what it is. Because I hate to say this, and I just want you to take this to heart. In the end, even under the best situations, you may have to work longer than you thought you would. And I understand it is not the ideal situation. And if you stop for a second and take a long look at your work history, you may realize that you have no retirement or the jobs you work did not pay into any retirement system at all. So it's not the best scenario, but if you still have the mind, the body, and the spirit to work, working may be the only option that you can do to survive in the long term. Well, again, thanks for everybody for tuning in for another edition of In the Know with Tony Reeves. And I want you to remember, if you can, start planning for the day today. As always, I thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in. If you have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, you can always find me at my handle. My name is Reeves. And as always, I appreciate you for listening, and I hope you got something good from my content. My name is Tony Reeves, or my name is Reeves, and always make sure that you are in the know.
In the know.
Good evening, everyone.
In the know.
Tony Reeves. Tony Reeves. Tony Reeves. Tony Reeves. Fire. Following the news in any way, shape, or form. No shortage of things to talk about. What does it mean? What will it bring? Is this a reality we simply have to accept? Tony Reeves. Fire. Tony Reeves. Let's go ahead and get started.